Fox News contributor and former public school teacher, Leo Terrell. Good morning to you, Leo.
Hi, Ainsley.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is the Milipetes Unified School District. And how, you know, it's wonderful that these families are saying, yes, come live with me. I will house you. I won't charge you as much for a room to rent. You can come live with our beautiful family. But how sad is it that our teachers aren't even making enough to pay for rent in some of these areas?
It's very sad. It is due to the self-inflicted inflationary policies of Gavin Newsom, who's off campaigning in California. Get this, Ainsley. I used to be a school teacher. They want teachers who want to start their careers to go back and live like they're in a college dorm, that be in a place as a roommate, no privacy whatsoever. And it makes a very false assumption. What if you're a school teacher, you're making $70,000, $80,000, and you have a family? It's not the one size fit all. Mm-hmm. And all of this is self-inflicted. If you can imagine, try to rent a one-bedroom apartment. You're making $78,000 a year, $100,000 a year as a teacher, and try to get an electric car. They have made it impossible for middle-class Californians to live in California. It's too expensive.
Oh, yeah, because in 2035, that's when that new law is implemented where you have to buy an electric car. You can't drive a gas car anymore. And you make a good point, because you're saying many of them have families. Some of them are single moms with three kids. A family probably can't take in that many people. So this is really for the single women or men that are teachers.
This is the heart and soul of Democratic policy. One size fits everything. But, you know, as a lawyer, I'm looking here now, as a school teacher, as a lawyer, every family, every teacher has different family obligations, requirements. A mother with two kids, a mother with three kids, a mother and father trying to live off of a teacher's salary. They have made it impossible. And with inflationary policies in California, you cannot become a teacher and enjoy a quality of life. The quality of life, Ainsley, especially the last 5 days in California, it sucks. It's horrible. And imagine you want to start your career as a teacher, but you got to live like a college roommate. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, my mom, thankfully, we had two salaries. My mom would not have made enough as a teacher for 33 years in South Carolina to support three kids. My sister is a single woman living in Charleston, and it's very expensive there, you know, and she can't really afford to live the life that she wants to live, much less take a vacation or do something like that. Meanwhile, she's making a difference in the lives of 24 kids every year. It's really sad. And this is this Nancy Pelosi's area? This is Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's up there in the Richland. It's the Gavin Newsom, the guy who spent $28,000 a night on a vacation in Kabul. It's the rich man area. You see, this is the Democratic elite. What they're going to do is they're going to drain talent. Teachers who want to teach are going to move elsewhere. I still have my teaching license. I can't afford to be a teacher again because it's too expensive. And great teachers are going to leave California. But you know what? The Democratic elites have turned their backs on the middle class Americans. That's why middle-class America has gone Republican. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, Leo, I think the same for law enforcement. I think the same for preachers. I think the same for teachers. They're all very important, and we need them, but they're not making enough. Thank you, Leo.
Yes, you're right.